This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. ربي شرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome back to the fourth day of our prophetic day. We're trying to hope that inshallah we can go through the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and dissect one singular day from his life so we can actually see how he lived his life on a day-to-day basis. We have covered that multiple times in the past that, you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's majority of his life, almost 91% of it was spent as an individual living in the community, day-to-day life and busyness that you all have, we all have, the whirlwind that we all have. This is what he used to do. And how did he live and how did he manage and how did he connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the midst of everything that was happening around him? That is what we're covering today. Today we are carrying on our discussions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has just finished Fajr Salah. For those of you that have missed the session before, you can go to the playlist. I've created the playlist called The Prophetic Day. You can look it up. Yesterday we talked about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He finished Salatul Fajr. And as soon as he would finish his Salatul Fajr, he would do the morning and evening adhkar. Now this is something really important. I want to talk about it. You and I, every single one of us, we are in need of protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's infinite mercy happens to be the true Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us certain adhkar, certain remembrances, certain invocations, certain incantations, whatever you want to call it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have a particular set of schedule for those, and he would recite those morning and evening adhkars. For those of you that are interested, I would tell you one of the best apps that I have found is an app called Awrad. It's an app which is called Awrad, and I believe you can find that app in pretty much every phone. It's called Awrad. I don't know if you guys can see that. It looks something like that. And the beauty of this app is that if you go into the protection section, the section of Tahseen, over there you have Adhkar al-Sabah wal-Masa. So beautiful. You can actually look up that app. If anybody is online over here, they can look it up. It's called Awrad, and you can paste the link in the comments and I will let the people know. So the idea of this is he would have his regular protection. So, you know, like we get up in the morning and we take our vitamins. This was his spiritual vitamins. And we all need to worry about that in our daily lives. I myself am not perfect. I'm being very honest. I drop the ball on that pretty much every single, like a lot of days. You know, I get certain other things done, but you know, life gets in the way and you get up in the morning and you've got kids and you've got this and you've got that. And then, you know, we give ourselves excuses and you end up just forgetting about that. So I want to make a commitment to myself, you know, while I'm teaching these courses. The purpose of me teaching these courses is also a reminder for myself and so I can improve my game. And I think I'm going to commit to myself that inshallah I'm going to start doing Adhkar al-Sabah wal-Masa more regularly. Now, those of you that are here, if you wanted to also join me in that, I would really, really appreciate that. Yep, Hala just mentioned that. It is called Awrad. It's A-W-R-A-D. You can look that up on Android, inshallah. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do his regular morning evening du'as. He would be sitting there. The really interesting part is that he would start off and he would say, Rabbi qini adhabaka yawma tub'athu ibadak. So as soon as he would turn towards the sahaba, he would say, Oh Allah, protect me on that day from your adab, the day you're going to resurrect your people. The ibadak, your ibad, the people are going to be resurrected on the day of judgment. That day, protect me. Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has just prayed Fajr. He just finished Qiyam. He was resting. He got up. He prayed two sunnahs of Fajr. Then, you know, he makes his dua. He enters. He's in a state of purity. And his number one concern after he has done so much servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah protects him from the punishment of hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the tawfiq to genuinely realize the danger in in the adab of akhirah. Yani we, you know, every single one of us, none of us are worthy of entering Jannah except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with his mercy. We ask Allah that he opens our hearts and he gives us the ability to follow his message. Ameen ya Rabb. Then Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be doing his adhkar. And as this session where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing his dhikr, he would be sitting there and the sahabas are doing their dhikr. Sometimes they're saying, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Then sometimes he would say, Asbahna wa asbaha al-mulku lillah. Sometimes he would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal akhirah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal afiyata fi dini wa dunya wa ahli wa mali. Allahumma istir awrati wa amir rawati. All of these du'as you would be able to inshallah get. Then while he is doing the adhkars, watch this scene. You had khadam of Medina. You had people, small kids, servants. Their families would send a bowl. So they would send, like, imagine, like a jar. So they would take a jar and they would send that jar filled with water with the servants or the people who are serving, or sometimes their own young children. And those children would line up in the morning. And they would line up in the morning in Masjid al-Nabawi, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is facing the Sahaba, and the lineup is being formed to the right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these young kids that are lined up. And as they are being lined up, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yawma tab'athu, yes, you're right, yawma tab'athu ibadak, jazakallah khair for the correction, hala. Yawma tab'athu ibadak, exactly. And then he would be standing there, and subhanallah, imagine that winter time, it's extremely cold in the desert. I'm not sure if you've ever seen winter in Medina or if you've ever seen winter in Saudi. It is extremely cold. Keep in mind that the rocks, they retain, like how you know, cold retention, the rocks, they retain the cold. So even in the morning times when the sun is out, it's really cold. And it is known that the bard of Sahara, the cold of Sahara of the desert, is qatila. It kills people. It's very different from the cold that you and I witness in Canada. And they're all lined up over here. And then Allahu Akbar, what happens is, subhanallah, these kids, they come with these jars, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all they want from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to allow the, you know, the barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touch their lives. So all they're looking for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to put his hands in the jar so that water can become mubarak. Now I know some of you might be like, oh, what is this? What are we talking about? And I want to clarify that there is no ikhtilaf between the ulama, and we have enough evidences from the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam kulluhu, his whole existence, his whole being was a barakah. And the sahabas, they used to seek that barakah, that abundance in goodness, if you want to translate the word barakah, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would seek that. Imagine, they would seek that abundance by sometimes collecting sweat pellets, sweat drops. Sometimes one of the sahabis, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did cupping the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every single, the hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are all sources of barakah. And if today, and I tell this to people, I said, you want to test your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I come to you and I say to you, here's a glass, okay, here's a glass filled with the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you had 100% guarantee that this is the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which one of you is going to have the courage to drink it? And if you can't, then know for a fact that we do not love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than our lives. We don't even love him more than our dislikes. Forget, you know, loving him more than our lives. So this is a test for every single one of us, right? Very important for us to realize that this type of love, this type of barakah was an absolute, like, it was not something from here too. Yes, from the hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the way, hala, jazakallah khair. From the hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would do barakah from the hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something we cannot deny. Unfortunately, you've had, a very few group of individuals in the last 10, 12 years that have come out very strongly, not individuals, but a particular sect. I don't like mentioning sects, but a particular group of a thought, which they have said, oh, no, there's no such thing as barakah and tabarruk and all of this and stuff. That is just a bunch of baqwas. Those people really need to go and learn their seerah and their deen. The stories are filled with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam being used as a source of barakah. So imagine these kids, they are here, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes and he dips his hands in their waters and they take back home. Imagine the feeling of that child. Like, think along with me for a second. You have this child who got up in the morning this early and he is being sent by his family to create this jar of water that he has, Mubarak. And imagine he's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was the most beloved to them, is sitting there, their superstar, right? And he puts his hands, and imagine, I mean, it was not a mechanical thing, right? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, all these kids lined up, and he's going like dip, 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 dip. It was, he would emanate love. So imagine if one of these kids was there and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched that child. Imagine that child walking away and coming back home, and he's so excited, and he goes back to his family and he said, Subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he touched my cheeks. Oh, Allahu Akbar. Today Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put the hand in the water and he sprinkled this water on me. Like, they lived, Rasulullah was part and parcel of their lives. Like, I'm getting goosebumps right now. Like, imagine the feeling of these kids. Like, you know, they're like, Allahu Akbar, this is the Nabi. This is the Nabi we believed in. And he is there sacrificing his comfort in such extreme cold days by dipping his hand in water so that they can feel that comfort. He was not obliged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that, right? He was not obliged by any means. And this is that's number one. Number two that we need to think about is the hirs of the Sahaba. How important was it for them to start their life with the barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like, imagine in the morning times, I am worried about my coffee, right? I'm worried about my latte. And the Sahabas, they were worried about starting their lives with the latte of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's barakah water. Right? They were like, oh, do we have, you know, like sometimes I think about it, right? Like, imagine this for a second. Like, you know, the Sahabi comes in and his wife is at home, and the Sahabi, she's like, what do you have for water? She's like, yeah, we got some barakah water for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you want some of that? Right? Like, I was like, what kind of life they lived, right? Just so amazing, right? That they had access to Nabi sallallahu, like, Allahu Akbar. Like, it's mind-boggling, right? What are we going to drink for breakfast today? Well, we've got scrambled eggs, and we've got toast and butter, and we've got some barakah water from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like, I'm like, this would be so cool, right? Like, being there on that day where you got some barakah water coming to. But that also tells you that how important was it was for the Sahaba to start their daily lives with the barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you and I all have that access now. How? If we start our lives with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same barakah emanates and comes into our lives. And by the way, this is a hadith in Muslim. So, you know, if those of you are mentioning, where am I getting this story from, of dipping the water and stuff like that, that hadith is an authentic hadith. It's not like, you know, made up or conjured. Anyhow, so today this would end Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's morning adhkar session and the barakah session with the young kids. Then what comes next is obviously, we call it like sabah al-nabawi. This is the morning hours of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what would he do in the prophetic mornings? How would he talk to the sahaba? This is after he has done his morning adhkars. What would be the numbers? How would be that circle? How would the sahabas gather around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What would be the nature of that circle? This and much more we're going to cover, inshallah, in our next session tomorrow. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his infinite mercy that he grants us the true ability to fulfill the obligations that Allah has placed upon us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives you and me and every single one of us as a listener the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya, and gives us the tawfiq to be able to follow his path and his sunnah and understand and love him more than our lives. With that, we come to an end. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.